It's 7 minutes past seven. John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your Monday morning papers.
The Irish Independent leads with a medical story. Eilis O'Regan reports that medical card holders in need of dental treatment are being left in the lurch more and more, as there are 252 fewer dentists in the scheme compared with last year. Galway, Mayo, Roscommon, Cork City, North Dublin, Cavan and Monaghan are among the areas facing the biggest fall in the number of scheme practitioners, the paper says. The online retailer Amazon is the main story for the Irish Times. Cormac McQuinn reports that the company raised doubts about its capacity to expand its cloud computing presence in Ireland during its recent lobbying of the government because of difficulties connecting new data centres to the electricity grid. As McQuinn notes, restrictions were put on new data centres 3 years ago amid the risk of electricity blackouts. There are also environmental considerations when it comes to the centres which use large amounts of electricity. Drugs provide the lead for the Irish Examiner. Cormac O'Keefe reports that Irish authorities have set up a high-level implementation group to join a European ports network, tasked with tackling what he describes as the booming sea trade in international drug trafficking. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with a report by Michael O'Toole. As O'Toole puts it, reporting on an encounter in Spain, the ageing gangster John Gilligan has brushed off rumours that he is suffering from cancer. The Irish Sun's front page has a picture which the paper says shows the moment when police engaged a crazed axeman holding a Molotov cocktail near a zone for football fans in Hamburg yesterday. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the Westminster election campaign and the results of an opinion poll which suggests that support for Alliance and SDLP in the north is on the rise, with Sinn Féin, the TUV and Ulster Unionists down. Sinn Féin remains the largest party with 24% support, but is down 2 points from last month, according to the poll. The Irish News reports that former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's call for the Irish government to begin earmarking funds for the transition to a united Ireland, which he made at an event in Belfast on Saturday, has been welcomed on both sides of the border. The Times front page photograph by Nick Bradshaw is an action shot which shows an actor, Oliver Flitcroft, playing a leaping Buck Mulligan during a Bloomsday performance at Joyce's Tower in Sandycove, in Sandycove, Dublin, yesterday. The President's remarks at his Bloomsday garden party in his residence yesterday also makes the Times front page. Michael D. Higgins has added his voice to growing concerns about the nature of far-right protests in the Republic, singling out those who targeted public libraries and their staff in recent years, the paper says. And according to the paper, his remarks, in which he labelled such protesters as vigilantes, followed another protest by a masked anti-migrant group outside the home of the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, on Friday.
John S. Doyle, thank you. It's now 11 minutes past seven. After the break, summer flights and Aer Lingus.